This week, we're talking about patria. And what better excuse to talk about one's country than the World Cup? Every 4 years, a handful of nations, many of them in Latin America, rally around their national teams as they face off against other countries. Now that the U.S. is out, our producer Camilo Vargas hit the streets of New York City to ask Latinos if they were chanting, Vamos USA.
A handful of American soccer fans chuck their beer and holler at the white screen in a bar in Manhattan. It's the U.S.'s second goal against Portugal. They're white, Hispanic, and some are East Asian. They're covered in U.S. flags, jerseys, and bandanas. And outside the bar, many of the fans said they were also supporting other teams. Ben Ingler, a soccer fan from Minnesota, finds this confusing.
I've run into a lot of people that cheer for a country they were born in, but they've lived here ever since. I don't know. I would cheer for the country I live in, but...
Many of those people are Latinos, especially those from soccer nations in Central and South America. More than a quarter of U.S. Latinos consider soccer their favorite sport. Major League Soccer rallies more Latinos than any other league. And during the World Cup, a lot of them root for their country of origin. I went to Jackson Heights, the heart of the Colombian colony, during a Colombian match. I found Catherine Amanti, a soccer mom, and her three children. They were buying Colombian wristbands. She brought the kids for the match.
Who are you rooting for?
I'm rooting for Colombia.
I was born in the U.S., and I grew up in this neighborhood in Jackson Heights. And we live in Staten Island, but we came back home here. This is still home to experience it on a whim.
The Amantis also cheer for the United States at home. A few minutes later, Jackson Heights exploded in cheers and a sea of yellow shirts flooded the streets after Colombia beat Japan.
Colombia! Colombia!
Roberto Arteaga stands quietly as his mom and aunts chant for Colombia on the street. An ecstatic crowd gathers around him as he tells me what it'd be like if Colombia faced the U.S.
I don't know. I really don't want to pick a side. I can't do it. No, but, you know, I don't know. You know, may the best team win.
For the match between the U.S. and Germany, Jackson Heights was not as lively. But I bumped into Wilmer, a Honduran worker wearing the U.S. jersey.
¿Por qué? ¿No le ibas a Honduras antes?
Sí, sí, pero ya lo eliminaron. Entonces vamos a la barra de las estrellas, Estados Unidos.
He's rooting for the Stars and Stripes now that Honduras is out. Then a few blocks down, I walked into one of the dozens of soccer-themed storefronts on Roosevelt Avenue. Salvador Oriucci, the Mexican owner, told me the breakdown of the most popular t-shirts.
De la más, México. Luego vendrá Colombia, Ecuador, Brasil, Estados Unidos.
And when Mr. Oriucci said he was rooting for the U.S. in the match against Germany, his son Carlos interrupted.
Perdón, ¿me puede repetir eso?
Estados Unidos es el equipo de todos.
¿Quiénes son todos?
Pues todos los que vivimos aquí, las comunidades hispanas, anglosajonas, todos los que emigramos acá.
Carlos said the U.S. team was everyone's team. Hispanics, Anglos, all the communities that immigrated here. So as soccer grows in the U.S., maybe all those communities will one day rally around a national team that reflects America's new reality. For now, the U.S. seems to be catching on to the exquisite torture of a good soccer match, like the final few minutes of that dreaded match where Portugal tied the score in the last minute. For Latino USA, I'm Camilo Vargas.